With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Nearly a year after the hearing, Caribbean Utilities Company Limited has won a claim in Grand Court for judicial review. According to the judgment, the judicial review involves a challenge by the Caribbean Utilities Company to a February 2024 decision by the Ombudsman, requiring the Utility Regulation and Competition Office to release into the public domain two studies, quote, belonging to CUC. The first addressed detailed calculation of the cost of diesel-powered electricity generation, and a second study concerned the predicted impact on electricity generating costs in the Cayman Islands resulting from, quote, increased implementation of solar power. The Grand Court Justice held that the Ombudsman's decision was procedurally unfair and based on material errors of fact, ultimately concluding to, quote, quash the Ombudsman's decision dated February 5th, 2024, and remit the matter back to the Ombudsman for her to rehear the appeal in a way that is procedurally fair to the applicant, to OFREG, and to CUC. You can find the full judgment online at judicial.ky. A woman has been charged with five counts of obtaining property by deception and one of forging an official government document. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
Vanessa Alyssa Carnegie Christie is accused of dishonestly obtaining money by falsely claiming she operated a car import business. According to the charges brought under Section 251 of the Penal Code, Ms. Christie allegedly took $2,175 from one woman after representing that she could import a vehicle for her. In a separate incident, she's accused of taking $5,500 from a man under similar circumstances. The Crown further alleges that Christie accepted three down payments from another woman, with prosecutors stating the funds were taken with the intention of permanently depriving her of the money. A fifth count relates to two additional payments said to have been received from a man and a woman in another arrangement. Ms. Christie is expected to return to court in the coming weeks for her next court appearance. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And government is encouraging all residents planning to travel overseas for the 2026 FIFA World Cup to take steps to protect their health before traveling and throughout their journey. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez says this includes being up to date with all routine vaccinations, taking precautions to avoid mosquito-borne disease, practicing safe sex abroad, and staying healthy at mass gatherings by frequently washing hands or using alcohol-based sanitizers, drinking water from reliable sources, and staying hydrated. And once you're home, Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez.
Anyone who develops fever, rash, difficulty breathing, or other concerning signs after attending World Cup event should not delay seeking medical care.
The tournament is being jointly hosted by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada from June 11th through July 19th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The U.S. and Iran have exchanged strikes for a second consecutive night, further straining a fragile ceasefire. U.S. forces said they'd targeted military surveillance and radar sites in southern Iran. Iran launched counterattacks against American bases in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan. Authorities say these were intercepted, but debris injured a girl in Bahrain and set houses ablaze. India says three Indian seafarers were killed in an American missile strike on a tanker off Oman on Wednesday. It was the second Indian crewed vessel targeted this week by U.S. forces trying to blockade Iranian ports. There are reports today of a third ship being hit near the Omani coast. Within the past half an hour, Britain's Defence Secretary has resigned. In an open letter, John Healey cited disagreements with the embattled Prime Minister Keir Starmer over the level of military spending. The United Nations says the number of people who've been forcibly displaced by conflict and persecution fell last year for the first time in a decade. But the UN's refugee agency warned that many have returned to often unsafe and unstable conditions. Pope Leo is expected to call for a more humane approach to immigration today on his visit to the Canary Islands. He's due to meet survivors of the dangerous Atlantic crossing from West Africa to the Spanish archipelago. Sweden has dropped plans to lower the age of criminal responsibility to 13. The Justice Minister said there was not enough support in Parliament for the measure, which he said was needed to stop children being recruited into gangs. And an elk that strayed into downtown Oslo has been shot and killed by wildlife officials. The giant deer, called a moose in North America, drew curious crowds in the Norwegian capital during the morning rush hour. Police said it was put down for welfare reasons. It's very rare for elk to venture into built-up areas. BBC News.